Listener Production.
Hey there, it's Lee Jollo. The Tassie State Government is getting on with delivering the promised 78 more paramedics over the next 2 years, but it's still short of what Ambulance Tasmania is calling for, 87 by 2026. And the Health and Community Services Union's Robbie Moore says we need more people to teach the next wave of first responders.
One of the disappointing elements to this announcement was that they didn't put on more support staff and more training. We need to see more educators in the system so that we can bring on more paramedics.
A Tassie politics expert thinks the Jackie Lambie network deal to back the Liberals is doing damage to the brand of Jackie Lambie herself. Policy analyst Martin Goddard says it's not a good look from the Lambie network MPs.
It is an extraordinary, naive, silly, failed episode, and it's doing Jackie Lambie a lot of harm.
A woman has been charged with assault after she allegedly flipped the cot of a three-month-old at Tryabunna. The baby was rushed to the Royal Hobart Hospital with minor injuries yesterday morning, but has since been discharged. The 36-year-old wasn't known to the child, but was with another person at the time. The Tasman Bridge has been lit up blue as a tribute to the victims of the Bondi Junction attack. Six lives were lost in the attack and several remain in hospital, including the nine-month-old baby of victim Ash Good. Premier Jeremy Rockliffe says the state is standing with New South Wales and will provide any and all support necessary as investigations continue. To sport now, and Collingwood's Nathan Murphy is reportedly weighing up his footy future as he awaits the findings from the same independent concussion panel that retired Melbourne's Angus Brayshaw earlier this year. Murphy hasn't played since last year's grand final, where he's believed to have suffered a 10th head knock of his career. Teammate Nick Dacos also admitting Scott Pendlebury is no certainty to return from a fractured rib this weekend against Port Adelaide.
Probably got a few boxes to tick with training and whatnot, but he'll give himself every chance. He's the ultimate professional.